It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth have been separated for months now, but Miley isn't planning to file for a divorce anytime soon. A source said they are having a break right now because they needed it. It was a bad situation with a lot of disagreements. They both agreed it's better to spend some time apart, but this doesn't mean that their relationship is completely over. The source also said that Miley and Liam haven't completely ruled out a reconciliation.
Isn't it so funny
down the line
that I can say the word? No, if I was trying to read the card, like reconciliation.
A reconciliation down the line. Cara Delevingne is Marie Claire's September cover girl for the annual Obsession issue. The 27-year-old model bears all in the spread and opens up about acting, her sexuality, her new relationship with Ashley Benson, and her thoughts on the ongoing Harvey Weinstein case.
Wait, does she show toes?
She might show toes.
I'm not into toes, but some people are.
She said, I spent years denying my attraction to women because I didn't want to feel different, even though from an early age, I always felt I didn't belong. The whole idea of gender is so fixed. I just want to like explode it. I'm not non-binary, but I feel as much as a man as I am a woman. She said that her and her girlfriend, Ashley Benson, from Pretty Little Liars, weren't looking for it. It really was just very authentic and natural how their relationship came to be. She said Ashley's one of the people who helped her love herself when she needed it the most. Now, regarding Harvey Weinstein and that whole case, she says that she didn't realize Weinstein had sexually harassed her until women started coming forward. And she was like, oh my God, that means I was abused. I don't think he'll ever repay what he's done. That's what she says about him.
I agree with her. I don't think he will either.
Absolutely not. Cardi B posted a clip on her Instagram of her interviewing Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders. I'm sorry.
All right, we get it. You don't like Bernie Sanders. You don't got to cough.
Sorry.
I'm kidding.
Presidential candidate Bernie Sanders about some hot topics.
I just felt like no matter how many jobs I get, I wasn't able to make enemies. Like, I wasn't able to pay my rent, get transportation, and eat.
That is an excellent and important question.
But he didn't answer it right there.
Well, later. Yes,
I can't believe
later.
We cut out the part where he replied with, first of all, he's like, okay.
Yeah.
I'm like, dang, Bernie, I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah, the full video is on her Instagram. I mean, it's super long. But I thought it was super interesting how she's actually sitting down with the candidates because we always see her going off on these rants and stuff about it.
Yeah, that's cool.
Bella Thorne is making her directorial debut with an adult film for the site Pornhub. The former Disney store was at the helm of the X-rated movie titled Her and Him, which she describes as a beautiful, ethereal film. Thorne says the movie explores this relationship between a male and a female in this fight over dominance. She added, the process of shooting was quite interesting because we had a real life, you know, flipping pancakes on set, which I never had shot before at all. It is quite a fun environment. Okay, that's what I expect Bella Thorne to be doing nowadays, so
yep.
I guess that's happening. Khalid has released details about a special benefit concert he's putting on. It'll be on September 1st at El Paso's Don Haskins Center in honor of those lost in the El Paso, Texas shooting earlier this month. A gunman killed 22 people and injured 24 at the Walmart store in Khalid's hometown of El Paso. He posted, I want to give back to my community of El Paso, the city of the 915, who has given me so much to me. Please come out and let's heal together through music while raising money to help those who need it. Tickets go on sale today at 10 a.m. at livenation.com. That is the garbage.
All right, Liv the Web Girl, you okay over there? Is it a cough? What is it?
There's like something in the back of my throat like choking me.
Oh, no.
All right, well, then you go take care of that. There's actually some breaking garbage news, not even joking. ASAP Rocky has just been found guilty of assault in Sweden. We talked about that earlier in the garbage, but he's been spared jail time in Sweden. They say that, yeah, he's guilty, but there's going to be no jail time.
Oh, thank goodness.
Woo!
We'll take that.
Yeah. You thought you were going to get us back, huh? You thought you were going to take ASAP Rocky, Sweden?
Nope.
Not today. You get none. So we'll give you more of an update throughout the morning and, of course, tomorrow as things develop. But that is breaking news here. I love when that happens with the garbage.